Rapporteur, can you hear me okay? Mr. Chair, Rapporteur, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. At the outset, allow me to congratulate Ambassador Jameer Akram for his election as the Chair Rapporteur of the 21st session of the Working Group on the Right to Development. My delegation appreciates his continued hard work and dedication in discharging his responsibilities. We also thank the OHCHR Chair and the NAM Chair Azerbaijan for the arrangements made to organize this session despite the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Chair, Nepal views all fundamental human rights, including the right to development, as universal, indivisible, interdependent, interrelated, and mutually reinforcing. The right to development needs to be mainstreamed at all levels and be treated on equal footing as civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. The integration of right to development with the national policies remains a key in the timely achievement of SDGs. The Vienna Declaration and Program of Action has underscored the need for promoting an effective international cooperation for the realization of the right to development. However, the unfolding crisis posed by the ongoing pandemic has created a setback in our efforts towards the realization of universal human rights, including the right to development. Lack of essential health technologies, diagnostics, therapeutics, medicines, equipment, and vaccines in developing countries, in particular the LDCs, has posed a serious challenge to ensuring the right to health of our citizens. We underline that the equitable, affordable, timely, and universal access to the vaccine as global public good should be the common agenda of the international cooperation. Concerted efforts and solidarity of the international community can only bring the pandemic to an end globally. The government of Nepal is making utmost efforts in safeguarding the fundamental human rights, including the right to health of its citizens. At this critical juncture of the pandemic, we appeal to the international community to provide Nepal immediate critical support with vaccines, diagnostic tools, oxygen kits, critical care medicines, and equipment to contain the second wave of the virus upsurge, rising death tolls in the country, and effectively cope with the pandemic situation. Mr. Chair, the current pandemic has further highlighted the importance of the realization of the right to development. The development of the legally binding instrument would be a result-oriented path towards this end. We appreciate the continued efforts of the working group and members of the drafting group in fulfilling the mandate. We also commend the special rapporteur and expert mechanism on the right to development on their sustained efforts towards the promotion of the right to development. We call for the coordinated efforts of all the relevant mechanisms to this end. We emphasize on the need for making collective efforts and taking all the states and relevant stakeholders on board in the development of the legally binding instrument on this important and internationally recognized agenda of the right to development. The universalization of the legally binding instrument is indeed the core of its effective implementation. My delegation wishes the successful conclusion of this session with a meaningful outcome. I thank you.
Thank you.